What comes from buttermilk? When you, you mean butter?
Oh, well, this is what I think about is just thick soured milk. Some people call it clabber. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, it's, oh, you mean after it passed the stage of buttermilk?
Yeah.
Or sweet milk.
Yeah.
Regular sweet milk.
Have you ever used that?
Clabber milk. Yeah. Have I used the word?
Yeah, the word.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever used the product?
No.
Never used the product. Do you know what they make from clabber?
From clabber milk? No.
Is cottage cheese made from that?
From clabber milk?
Yeah.
It tastes like it, so
kinda
it might.
Tastes like it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Do you use cottage cheese much?
In cake sometimes.
Okay. What about, do you know what, talking about milking cows on a dairy, what do you have to do with the milk right after you've gotten it to get the impurities out of it? They have to do what to it?
Pasteurize it.
And that, I guess that involves having to strain the milk through something? Okay. Well, you probably cook something like this. It's made out of fruit. Maybe apples or peaches, something like that. It's not exactly a pie, but it might be cooked in a deep dish and have a crust on it. What would you call that?
Peaches that's cooked with a crust on it.
Uh-huh. In a kind of a fairly deep dish.
Pie.
Okay. Have you ever heard people call that a cobbler?
Peach cobbler.
Peach cobbler. Is that the same thing as a pie?
Well, I call peach cobbler when it's done in small pieces.
In small, okay. But it's something roughly like what I was describing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have the same basic ingredients as a pie as you do in cobbler?
Mm-hmm. About the same.
All right. Talking about somebody who has a real good appetite, you might hear somebody say, well, he sure likes to put away his
food.
What would an older person what might an older person say instead of food?
I don't know. He sure likes to put away his, I don't know.
Have you ever heard people say victuals?
People used to say victuals, but I don't hear anybody saying victuals now.
So if you did hear it, it'd probably be an older person who would say it. Okay.
Very old.
Okay. What about something, if you're having some chicken or something like that, something that you might pour over the chicken to give it a tangy taste?
Something that you pour over the chicken?
Yeah, that your husband might have made it out of tomatoes and ketchup and onions.
Sauce.
And sauce, okay. Is a sauce and a gravy the same thing? What's the difference?
Well, I call sauce spices mixed together, and I call gravy just flour and that's brown and water put in it.
Okay. What about food that you eat between meals? You say you're going to have a what?
Snack.
Snack, okay. And talk about the word eat. You might eat something now. Yesterday you
ate it.
Uh-huh, and you have
eaten.
Okay. And if you're real thirsty during the summer, you might go in the kitchen and talk about getting something to drink. Get yourself a what?
Glass.
A glass of?
Something to drink.
Okay. If you just got it right out of the faucet, you'd get a glass of
water.
Okay. And if that glass accidentally fell off and hit the floor, it did what? It's liable to do what?
Break.
You might break your glass, and yesterday you
broke it.
And you have
broken.
Okay. Talk about, we were talking about drinking. The word drink, you might drink something now. Yesterday you
drunk.
And you have?
I drunk it yesterday.
And you have plenty
drinking.
Okay. What about,